You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Good day. Welcome back to First Take, coming to you live from the Seaport in New York City, brought to you by Patron. Perfection starts with Patron. You going home on the Ambrose?
No, I'm going to swim home if anything by water.
Yeah, definitely.
Molly, I have to go to Bristol after this because I'm working. You know?
I'm going to Connecticut, too.
Oh, it's weird.
Yeah.
But are you working? Are you doing a lot today with me and Ruddy?
No, we already have a fantastic host. It's time for an Orlov's Key, Stephen A.'s favorite segment, where our guy Dan gives us his key for the big games. Dan, what is the key for the Cowboys and Dolphins matchup?
Stephen A. better be watching. One.
He likes the segment. He just doesn't like the name. He thinks the name's corny.
Because he doesn't have a segment named after him. Number one, it's
going to
be
shows.
Miami's pre-snap motion. It's something that they do more and better than anybody in football. Dallas defensively has struggled with that. Their perimeter screen game to open up some of the stuff to make sure that the defense for the Dallas Cowboys is minimized. And then Tua using that to kind of spread this defense out and attack the middle of the field in their pass game. And they will take shots down the field. As much respect as they have for players like Stephon Gilmore and Bland, that will be a big part of it. Again, getting the ball to his hands quickly. And then I think for Dallas and their offense, you don't have a ton of success against Miami's defense thrown against players like Xavier Howard and Jalen Ramsey. This is going to have to be a Jake Ferguson game. This is a defense structure-wise that forces you to try to attack the linebackers in coverage. Ferguson has become the second go-to guy for Dak Prescott outside of CeeDee Lamb, a very, very good tight end in the middle of the field. I think for their offense to have success, he's going to have to be a huge part of their pass game.
I got the keys. All right, on that note, let's welcome in Mina Kimes. Hello, Mina.
Hi, Mina.
Hi. So good
What's
to be
up,
here.
What's up, MK?
I like that jacket.
Nice to meet you.
I like that
nice
olive color.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, this is the first time you guys
like
are doing
change.
TV together? I mean, this is
it
nice.
It is.
Oh, my
This is
gosh.
An upgrade. I'm happy to be here for it.
Wow. I love it.
An upgrade
on Stephen
from, like,
A,
Stephen
Dan.
A. Oh, okay,
on YouTube,
okay.
To be honest.
Say we work out
yeah, you
yeah,
too.
On you as well.
You too, Dan.
All right, guys. Let's get into it. So Cowboys tight end Jake Ferguson knows the task at hand, saying this on the Cowboys offensive focus this week. This is December football. This is where you separate yourselves. Here's SA on the Cowboys Monday.
What Dallas showed you is that they need a lead, so you need to pass in order for them to be who people wanted to believe they are. And me personally, I sit here with a smile on my face because I was talking about Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys because I'm talking about prosperity. See, they're allergic to it. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now, when you call them the underdogs and you talk about them like we're talking about them now, oh, they'll show up. But when you place expectations on them, they don't answer.
Yes. He has so many different voices.
Stephen A?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they like ring in my head. So
that's what I'm saying. It's almost like you miss the voice. At least I do.
You miss it?
I miss it.
Wow. Yeah, I'm not there yet. Mina, would the Cowboys winning in Miami make you trust them?
It would. And to me, that's really a reflection on how much I respect this Dolphins team. The way I see it is this. If the Dolphins were in the NFC, I would probably view them as the second best team in the entire conference behind, of course, San Francisco. So if Dallas were to take them out on the road, given the level of competition, given how well the Dolphins defense is playing right now, which I think I'll get to a little bit later as well, I would trust them in the way that I trusted them before this last loss, which is I viewed them as the second best team in the NFC. Would it make me think they're better than San Francisco? No, but I didn't think they were better than San Francisco before. I don't think any team in the NFL is better than San Francisco. Mm-hmm. However, what we have seen is this inability to go on the road, not, as Stephen A. said, build up a lead and benefit from that. So if they were to go into Miami, play a very good defense, very good defense in the Miami Dolphins, and then be able to defend Miami's run game, which is good as well. It's very different from Buffalo, but it's explosive. I would be very impressed with that win. I don't see how you could not be impressed by that caliber of victory against such a good team.
No, unfortunately, Mina, I'm going to have to disagree. It wouldn't cause me to trust them anymore because I've seen them have some level of prosperity during the regular season. You know, when it comes to the Cowboys, Mina, you know, the only thing that matters is the postseason. We've seen them have these ebbs and flows. We've seen Dak throw 35 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, and lose into the first round of the playoffs. We've seen them have great success in the regular season. So I'm not going to put any more trust in. I'm devoid of trust with the Cowboys now because I've seen them over the last decade, and they build me up and they keep telling me I'm going to get this for Christmas, and every time Santa comes and he doesn't drop off the package that they promised me. So no, unfortunately for me, I am not going to have any more trust in them if they were to win this ball game.
All right, so we would have to trust them more, and the win would have to mean something. We have, and rightfully so, had a conversation about Dallas, who they are home versus on the road. The last five times that Dak and this Cowboys team have gone on the road and played a winning team, they're 0-5. They get beat on an average of 32-18. Dak's got 8 touchdowns and 8 interceptions. So if they were to go on the road versus a really good football team who has a winning record and beat them, we can't ignore it. That would be completely outrageous and biased in many ways for us to do.
I want to ask one question. So they lose 5 games in a row on the road against teams with winning records by average margin of 32-18, and one victory gives you renewed hope.
No, but we'd have to value it. We'd have to appreciate it. We can no longer say, well, the Cowboys haven't gone on the road and beat a good football team or a team with a winning record, and we can't say that anymore. So it has to bear some weight now. On the other side,
look at you being nice smart about the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Oh, here comes the butt.
2 weeks ago, I called the Monday Night Football game when the Titans went into Miami and beat them. Mm-hmm. Now, it was, 14-point lead, and they somehow have the miracle comeback, and things went their way, but it did happen. So, in one part, I go, well, we can't sit here and make the comment that you can't go on the road, and the Cow, if they do, on the other side, I'm not going to sit here and go, Shannon, what, you know what? That's the team that could beat the San Francisco 49ers because they went on the road and beat the Dolphins when I just watched the Titans do it.
Go ahead, Mina, take off.
I mean, I don't feel that way about any team with the San Francisco 49ers right now, candidly, outside of the Ravens. I think, Dan, you pointed out that the Dolphins lost to the Titans. All of the great teams, including, by the way, the 49ers, have weird losses this season.
Right.
They did, of course, when Trent and Debo were out. I think, though, this game in particular is such a benchmark game for both of these teams. They have to beat the allegations, so to speak. Dallas with the road stuff. Miami, having to beat a good team. I feel just that we have to say whoever comes out of this game with a victory does deserve more trust as a playoff team. Does it mean I think Dallas can beat San Francisco? No. Does it mean I think Miami is the odds-on favorite in the AFC? No, it's probably still Baltimore. However, it would be an impressive victory for both sides. And I think it would obviously depend on the nature of the win, but I'm willing to come out of it with a bit of a changed mind based on what we see on the field.
Well, I'm different than both of y'all. I look at the Cowboys like one of my exes. They look good, but I don't trust them.
Wow.
It's fair. It's fair. It's fair.
Or to be an ex.
Totally fair.
Wow.
Or to be an ex.
I just said which one.
Like Shannon dropping bars. That's going to get quoted and retweeted and hearted and liked and subscribed.
What happens if the ex change their ways? Shannon, what happens if the Cowboys go into Miami and they stop one of the best rushing attacks in football, and Dak in this offense looks as explosive on the road as it does at home? Maybe they've changed their ways a little bit.
He might get back together with that ex.
I hope it works out. I hope it works out well for her and the next partner.
Wow. Shannon, oh my goodness, you're hilarious. Hey, hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit directtv.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take pod. Have a fabulous day.
First Take fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite First Take episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and PTI ad-free as well. They also have favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/firsttake. That's amazon.com/firsttake to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Quick take for the HOFer. The Clippers are winners of 9 straight after a 121-111 win versus the Mavs last night. Kawhi Leonard led the way with 30 points and 10 rebounds. I mean, I don't know who's the Kings of LA now, Shannon Sharp. How serious of a contender, though, is this Clippers team?
They're very serious contender. This is Kawhi Leonard's 8th 30-point game this season. But the big thing is he's played in all of them. That's the thing with the Clippers. It's been his help, Paul George's help. Talked to Ty Lue earlier in the week, and he said, hey, we figured it out. We're getting it together. They haven't lost a game since James Harden was inserted into the starting lineup. And Russ said he understands now what true sacrifice is. For a guy with those kind of accolades that he has on his resume to say, you know, voluntarily move to the bench, it shows me a lot of what I didn't know about Russ. And I see why all the players in the NBA love Russell Westbrook so much. That was huge on his part. But Molly, they look legit because It's a different guy every single night. One night is Kawhi, the next night is James Harden, Paul George, Norman Powell giving you what he gives you, and then you have Terrence Mann doing some of the dirty work, him and Zubac. I like this team a lot.
Yeah, star-studded team. I'd like to see them play in person. All right, tonight we got a Thursday night matchup with playoff implications on the line. Derek Carr will try to outduel Matthew Stafford in L.A. The Rams trying to secure a wild card spot while the Saints are competing to win the NFC South. Sports betting analyst Joe Fortenbaugh joining us now after going 3-1 last week. And Joe, let me just say this. Now, have you guys met Joe and Shannon? I'm just introducing Shannon to all my friends today.
We have not, but if we see each other on the bench press, I'd imagine we're just going to trade reps.
Oh, exactly. Yeah,
we can get a workout in any time, Joe.
Yeah, yeah. You're not going to add any extra plates for Shannon. No, definitely not. Okay, so here's the deal, Shannon, Joe. I don't know about you guys, but my credit card bill this month, astronomical. Christmas, you know, just keeps going and going, okay. And you're like, oh, God. So let's try to get some money back and get people at home paid because they're probably feeling the same way. We start with tonight's Thursday night football matchup between the Saints and Rams. Joe, what's the play here?
Molly, first off, how is that different than any other month? If we're going to try to solve that problem, let's begin tonight. Let's lay the 4 points with the Rams. The offense has been fantastic over the second half of the season, especially quarterback Matthew Stafford. But the key here is the spot. This is an absolutely brutal situation for the New Orleans Saints. It's a Thursday night road game where they have to travel across the country, 2 time zones, and 2,400 miles. You don't see this very often, and when you do, the team in the Saints spot has performed miserably. So much so that the NFL has tried to eliminate these games from the schedule, but this one fell between the cracks, so we're going to take advantage, lay the 4 with the Rams.
Shannon, you agree?
I do agree. I like it.
Okay. All right, cha-ching. We'll keep it rolling then. Moving to Saturday with an AFC North showdown between the Bengals and Steelers. What's the move here, Joe?
Hold your nose because this one stinks, and I got a feeling a lot of people won't want to follow it, but I'm going to play Pittsburgh in this spot. Let's start with the obvious. Mike Tomlin as a home underdog has been very profitable in his career, hitting at about 70% against the spread. Pittsburgh's defense is going to have to carry the day. They're 11th in efficiency this season. I expect them to get some stops. Now, Jake Browning has been very good on the Cincinnati offense, very good. But it's one thing to have Jake Browning as an underdog. It's another thing to have Jake Browning as a home favorite. It's another thing entirely to have Jake Browning laying points on the road. I think Cincinnati's a little bit overvalued here. I'd play the Steelers.
You know what, Joe? I'm going to disagree with you on this one. What I've seen the Steelers do over the last several games, I can't go with them. I like Jake Browning. I like those receivers. I think they cover.
All right. Guys, let's look at Sunday's marquee matchup between the Cowboys and the Dolphins. We've been talking about it all morning. Joe, this one I'd like to get in on the action, make it a little more exciting. What are we doing here?
So this is a Stephen A. Smith special. This is for my boy. We're going to play Dallas on the money line here, win the game outright. Plus 105. All week long, the conversation has been about how bad Dallas's run defense is after we saw what James Cook did to them last week, right? So everyone's talking about Miami's rushing attack, Dallas's run defense. Well, keep in mind, Miami's rushing attack, they're banged up on the offensive line. They're banged up in the backfield. Tyreek Hill, banged up as well. The key to this game is the Miami defense. It is an overrated unit. You look at some of the advanced metrics, they're like fourth in defensive efficiency. They don't play anybody. This season, Miami's played 9 of their 14 games against opponents who rank in the bottom 10 in scoring offense. 9 of 14 games against teams in the bottom 10. In the 5 games against teams that aren't in the bottom 10, they're giving up 30 points per game. I think Dak and the Cowboys put up a big number. I'm playing Dallas here.
Well, you know what? I like the way that sounds. You take them outright, I can get double my money. I'll take the Cowboy.
We'll always double the money, right, Shannon?
Yes.
Joe, thank you so much for being with us. Merry Christmas to you and your family, and I hope you enjoy your it's not your first Christmas on the East Coast. You're from Philly, but first Christmas in Connecticut. So I hope it's
first
special
one back
for you. Yeah.
Love you guys. Thank you.
We love you too. Yep. Be sure to check out Joe's radio show, Carlin versus Joe, today at 12. Thanks, Joe.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture X card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges and a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. Unlock a whole new world of travel with a Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Oh, we get another Orlovsky today? Who's better than us on this Friday Eve? Where our man Dan gives us the key to the big game on Monday night. So, Dan, what's the key when the Ravens play the Niners?
Okay, Baltimore's offense. One, quarterback legs have always hurt San Francisco's defense, Kyler Murray specifically. And then there's a specific way where you could try to run the ball to the perimeter, kind of away from Fred Warner, that's going to be a huge part of that game. How often can that San Francisco defense that kept the blueprint or started the blueprint of keeping Jalen Hurts in the pocket, can they do that to Lamar? And then can they use that kind of what I call a pin and then pull run game to have some success? And then if you flip it, this is a Baltimore Ravens defense that is very, very, very good. A lot of it is built on some what we call simulated pressures. And Kyle Hamilton has become the guy that everybody talks about on their defense, rightfully so. There's a defensive tackle for the Baltimore Ravens, last name, Matabike, that is absolutely in the conversation for one of the best defensive tacklers in all of football. He's a handful. Really good offensive line for San Francisco. This could be the best defensive tackle that they've played against all season long. I want to see how well they handle those two young superstars for Baltimore's defense.
Okay, something to keep an eye on. Thank you for that. And let's talk more about the Niners. Most people's favorite to win it all, right? So omitting a three-game losing streak where they were dealing with a lot of injuries, let's be fair, San Fran, they've been rolling. Brock Purdy, Christian McCaffrey, Deebo Samuel, all huge parts of an offense, averaging 34.5 points per game in the last six. Yesterday, Stephen A. talked about who's the most important player on the Niners' high-powered offense. Essay.
Normally, I would tell you, I would say Christian McCaffrey, Deebo, and Kyle Shanahan's play calling. Here's the problem. I saw what they look like without him. When Brock Purdy ain't in the lineup, San Francisco don't look the same. That's why he's an MVP candidate. Despite the success that Kyle Shanahan has had with numerous quarterbacks, none of them, not Lance, not Garoppolo, not Mullins, not Johnson, not anybody, nobody in Kyle Shanahan's era in San Francisco has looked like Brock Purdy. Am I lying?
All right, Shay, is Purdy the most important player on the Niners offense?
No, because if you think about it, look how Brock Purdy looked once he got Christian McCaffrey. That offense went to another level when they made the trade. And I knew what was going to happen because his dad played in the West Coast system, and I knew this system was tailor-made for what Christian McCaffrey can do really well. You see, what he does is that he opens it up. He's like when you add water to Shea by LaPortier. It opens it up. It allows you to get the full body, the full taste of this offense. Because now when you stick the ball in his belly or you stretch it out wide and you pull it, you have Deebo running scot-free. You have Ayuk running scot-free. You have a George Kittle running scot-free. It is Christian McCaffrey. He's number one across the board. Yards from scrimmage, rush yards, yards after contact, first down yards, 10-yard runs. He's that. Brock Purdy has been just as good. But for me, and being in this system and knowing it backwards and forwards, it's the running back because he allows them that play action pass, which they're so deadly at, is because of Christian McCaffrey.
I agree. Brock Purdy has been excellent in this offense. He is accurate. The timing throws are there. He has full command of it. And I do think it's looked better with him than past quarterbacks in Kyle Shanahan's system. But we actually did see Christian McCaffrey with one of those quarterbacks, Jimmy Garoppolo, and the change in that offense after the McCaffrey trade preceded Brock Purdy being elevated as a starter. You saw the beginning of this transformation, a transformation that I really don't think we've seen the likes of in the modern NFL, frankly. I mean, Christian McCaffrey on tape is clearly, to me, the straw that stirs the drink in this offense. The fact that when you put him on the football field, he can do literally everything. He can run routes like a wide receiver. He's one of, if not the best, pure runners right now in the league. He can block. It allows Kyle Shanahan to dictate to defenses in a way that Kyle has never been able to do before. If you are in base, we will throw the ball on your linebackers. If you are in your sub package, we will run it up your gut. You are able to do all of this because of Christian McCaffrey. What he is doing right now, the way he commands extra attention on the field, never seen anything like this, frankly, from a running back who can also run the ball the way he does. It is truly, truly special stuff. And to me, even though Purdy is playing extremely well, McCaffrey is the most important player on that team.
Before I give my answer, Shannon, add water to what?
My cognac is called Shea by LaPortier. When you add a drop of water to it, it opens it up. It allows you to get the full taste. You taste those marshmallows, that caramel. I need to get you a bottle.
Yeah,
it costs you $100 though.
I got to pay for it?
Yeah.
I'm not a nonprofit.
Whoa, time out.
He's not going to charge Stephen A, but he's charging you and I, Dan.
Dan is so cheap. Dan, I don't know if you know that. Dan is unbelievably cheap.
Mm-mm. Ain't nothing. Okay. There's nothing free but salvation. And ministers have found a way to charge for that. So ain't nothing free for Shannon, from Shannon Sharp, bro.
I can't get over that.
Yards in this Niners offense seem to come free.
Shannon, where can people purchase this?
All right, Dan, tell us why the quarterback is more important.
All right.
He's going to say McCaffrey.
Yeah, no. I hate this question.
He believes McCaffrey.
I hate this question.
I take it personally when you say you hate the question, but keep going.
Because both players have elevated this offense that, if you've paid any attention to the NFL over the last just about 10 years, in some cases 30 or 40, the ones that Shannon played in specifically to this offense, but specifically to Kyle, you know that both these players have taken this offense to levels that a very good offense that it has been hasn't reached. And so most important is always going to be the quarterback. Most impactful, we could have a little bit of a conversation about. Because, again, both these guys have made this offense, and I would say made this play caller different and better. Mina, we've talked about this. The offense is a different offense and a more advanced offense because of Purdy. But I don't know if there's a player, Shannon, this is like what we call ace formation. You know this. McCaffrey's going to insert between the B gap, the guard and the tackle. Most times when this happens, he's going to check down over the ball, right? This is not a broken play to the people at home. This is a designed play by Kyle Shanahan. I've never seen this on purpose where you take the receiver, Shannon, you clear people, and then instead of using the tight end on this route, you use the tailback on this route, which is essentially a corner or a rail or a wheel route. I personally have never seen that. Maybe it's happened before. I think that,
let me ask you a question, Dan.
Example. Go.
If you took this offense and you replaced Purdy with another top five, six quarterback, your Dax, your Staffords, whatever, how would that compare to if you replaced Christian McCaffrey with another running, a top five or six running back in this league?
Yeah, like my comparison would be this. If we took Brock off of this offense and we put in Dak Prescott, do I still think this offense hums pretty consistently? Yes. That's not a knock on Brock Purdy. He's a very good player. If we take McCaffrey off and we put in, I don't know, like a Kamara or an Aaron Jones, I don't think that they do the things with those guys that they do with McCaffrey.
Whoop daddy is.
Yeah. And part of the problem is this, why I hate it, is they're two of the top three or four MVP candidates, rightfully and deservedly so. So that's part of the reason why.
All right. Go ahead.
Molly, I want to say, because I played in this offense and we had Terrell Davis and we had John Elway. John Elway was already a Hall of Fame quarterback before Terrell Davis set foot. But what TD allowed us to do with his ability to run the football, when John would fake that ball, Ed and Rod and myself, we were scot-free. You have to worry about Christian McCaffrey, because if you don't drop that guy down in the box, now all of a sudden he's 4 or 5 yards before he's getting touched. So that's why I believe he's the most important, even though Brock Purdy is having a sensational season.
Yep, absolutely. Shannon, let me ask you this. So the Christmas Day matchup between the Niners and Ravens very well could be what we see in Vegas in February. So what team is most standing in the way of that Super Bowl matchup happening?
For me, I think it's Buffalo, because I think of the quarterback play and what they're doing with James Cook now. They're doing a lot with James Cook, kind of like what the 49ers do with Christian McCaffrey. If you notice over the last 2 to 3 games, Dan and Mina, they're throwing him the football. They're putting him on routes against linebackers and safety, and he's done an unbelievable job of running the football. And then you get Josh Allen, who I call a bigger, stronger, more athletic Ben Roethlisberger, that he's going to get the 3rd-and-1s. He's going to get the 4th-and-1s. My concern is him turning it over. When he doesn't turn it over, they are a very, very difficult team to beat. The one turnover, they can normally overcome that. But sometimes he produced turnovers like grapes in bunches. And that's what concerns me.
Mina, I've got Kansas City here over Buffalo for a couple of reasons. They have the best quarterback in the world. I also think this offense is starting to figure things out with Rashee Rice as the number one wide receiver. But perhaps just as importantly, the Chiefs defense is very good. And they have a play caller in Steve Spagnuolo, who maybe I trust more than any other play caller in the postseason to come up with a bespoke game plan to stop Lamar Jackson, who's been fantastic this year, but at times has struggled with certain pressures and blitzes.
Yeah, go ahead, Shannon.
I just want to know if Mina was going to go play wide receiver for the Chiefs, and then I would agree with her.
Rashee Rice is playing really well. Keep an eye on him.
He has.
She can't get in and out of her cuts, Shannon. She's got no separation.
I'm more agile than you.
That's not saying much, Mina.
Yeah. That's probably a fair comment, too. Listen, I think it's Buffalo, obviously. I think that, if I'm being dead honest, I think there's two quarterbacks that neither conference wants to see in the playoffs. And you guys know who I'm going to say. Nobody wants to see Josh Allen, and no one wants to see Matthew Stafford in the playoffs. Both conferences, respectfully. I'm telling you, no, if there was a team that is, I don't want to say equipped, but like puts the fear of God in a defense, it is Matthew Stafford and the Rams out of the NFC when it comes to the San Francisco 49ers. Buffalo is the formation of personnel kind of diversity that they've deployed under Joe Brady is really the difference. The ball control that they've started to implement is the difference. I'd love to watch them play against the Ravens. And then, again, I think with the way the Rams can run the ball, Kyren Williams leads the NFL in yards per game rushing. This is as great as Matthew's playing. No quarterback in football is throwing the ball better than Stafford. No quarterback in football is throwing it better. I think that's what scares the 49ers. But Kyren Williams in that run game is equally as impressive.
I agree. The Rams kind of took off offensively once Kyren Williams got into the lineup and started running the football with the effectiveness that he has. So, I agree. I mean, the Rams do look like a different team, but I just don't know if they have the firepower to deal with the 49ers.
By the way, there's no shot that I'm going to let you slide and think that you're more agile than me. Like, at some point, we are going to put this on video.
I'll see you at the Super Bowl.
What would we need to, what type of drill do we need to do to make this happen?
We put on a three-cone drill. No, I would lap you.
Dan, come on.
I got those things
outside the used car lots.
Yeah.
I've seen you move. Those tall guys that float, come on.
I got in the three cone, I got mean in heels.
Shannon,
in the three cone, I got mean in heels.
Buying the Portier.
He's got Mina.
I knew I wanted to be on with you.
Oh, my goodness. Mina in heels.
Oh, Beanstalk over here.
If I beat Mina, I get a free bottle of Shea by Le Portier.
You're always trying to get free stuff. I'll buy you a bottle. Like,
Dan,
I'm going to buy you a bottle. Shannon, where can I buy a bottle? I'll buy one for Dan. On your website or something?
Yes. Yes. You can click the link on any of my nightcap.
And on your social
Club
stuff?
Club Shay Shay. Okay. Yeah, and my own page. Yes.
You want a bottle?
Thank you.
You have your own website?
Yeah.
He's got like eight shows. He's a Hall of Famer.
Did you say a bad word?
I said he's got like.
Oh, I thought you said something.
What would I have said?
Yes.
Dan, I'm a professional, and Disney's
my boss.
Yeah,
exactly.
Still
Dan, you need to tell me with those ears you can't hear?
Yeah! Get him!
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. When you're on a business trip, you know what goes completely off the rails? Your workout routine. Especially when you book a hotel that doesn't have a gym. So what ends up happening is you do a few push-ups, sit-ups in your room, run around the block, or you just skip it entirely. Lame. If you just stay at La Quinta by Wyndham, you'll discover there's a fully equipped fitness center at every location. Now you can wake up, power your buys, your tries the right way, or de-stress with a little cardio. The choice is yours. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Oh, Mad Dog, something special. So Dan was watching the show yesterday and posted on social media, Mad Dog putting my kids into tears. Okay, can you please expound upon this?
Well, first of all, Mad Dog, hang your own Christmas lights, okay? Don't pay somebody. Hey, Mad Dog, okay? Listen.
Dan, look at me right now. Time is money.
You have some self-pride, okay?
Wow.
Mad Dog, your kids might be grown, okay? Pick up what I'm putting down here. Your kids might be adults. Mine aren't. So you're number three on the list. You never know who's watching. Mine was homesick yesterday. I had to deal with devastation. Not good tears, bad tears. And had to talk him off of a ledge because of your number three. So you never know
who's
watching.
Watch what you say, Mad Dog.
Watch what you're saying.
Tactful, Mad Dog. We all can't wait for Santa to come, Mad Dog.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We all can't wait for Santa to come.
We work for Disney, kids,
in
magic.
Deliver the presents.
Yeah.
Now we go.
We made that message clear.
My own top five list, Mad Dog did the dislikes. I'm going to do my top five Christmas
lights. I love this Christmas fit, I have to say. Even the kicks, you went, you committed to it. So let's go. I'll stop.
Top five Christmas lights.
Okay, let's go.
Number five. Give it to me. Bang! Smell, I was waiting for it. Smell of Christmas. I love the smell of Christmas. One, because I have a big nose, okay? I get made fun of for it. I got a big nose. The smell of Christmas. I don't know how to describe it.
What's the smell of Christmas? You know, like pine cones?
Yeah, it's the Christmas tree smell. It's the cinnamon. Like, it's the smell
Man,
of Christmas.
Man, with that nose, you can smell Christmas in June.
Oh, my goodness. I saw Shannon, you put up your Christmas tree. Do you enjoy, the Christmas smell?
Go ahead.
The smell of Christmas, number five. Number four.
Dan, you got to pick up the pace, bud.
Dan, I already don't know how I feel about the
number
smell
four,
of Christmas.
Number four, lights in New York City.
Yes.
The Christmas lights. I know you went to the Christmas tree lighting.
Yes.
Mina, that's because you guys are in L.A. and you guys don't really celebrate Christmas because it's 85 degrees and you don't get the Christmas feels like we do. There's nothing better than walking around New York City.
100%.
And Friday night, it's 30 degrees. You see the lights and the warm white. That's number four. Number three, people are nicer. We live in a world like everyone's so mean to each other, especially Cowboys fans hate me specifically, but hate anybody who says anything truthfully that might be negative about Cowboys. So people are just nicer, they're in better moods. There may be a little bit edge when it comes to you gotta get your stuff done, but people are definitely nicer. They are Christmas cheer. I watch a movie, Christmas cheer. Mm-hmm. Number two, Christmas movies. Nothing better than watching Christmas movies. Christmas Chronicles 1, Christmas Chronicles 2, Home Alone 1, Home Alone 2, Jingle Jangle. What did I watch?
Die Hard. The new,
not a Christmas movie, the new Eddie Murphy movie. The new Eddie Murphy
movie. We get the gist.
We started that last night. That's a good one. Miracle on 34th Street. So many good Christmas movies.
Number one. Yeah.
Friday after next.
Christmas music. Also, that's a good one, Shane. Christmas music. What's better than like waking up in the morning, grabbing a cup of coffee, put some creamer in it, and then you put on like Carrie Underwood's Christmas album.
I would go Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey's got one great Christmas song.
What?
The one. No, I don't know.
All I want for Christmas is you?
Yeah, Molly. I'm married.
Mina, oh my God, I hate everyone on
this
show.
List apart. It's terrible.
What's terrible about it, Shannon?
I mean,
everything.
People are nicer is just not true.
Not true.
You're hanging around the wrong people.
I'm hanging out with you.
Mina, you go first, and I want a grade.
Five.
Okay.
I mean, I could prove three wrong. I'm okay with four and five. I wouldn't put music on top, though.
No.
Where's presents? Where's football, by the way?
Football we have all the time. Presents. Christmas isn't about presents.
Mina, what grade would you give this?
Hold on. You just said Christmas is not about presents, but you get all over Mad Dog when he said not to put presents up under the tree.
Shannon,
you're not getting it. We'll talk in the commercial break.
I do.
No.
I'm not saying they're not getting the presents.
He was upset.
Yeah, Shannon. Shannon,
I don't
love
think
the
it was because if it was kids were watching. I feel like that's how
Mina!
Dan learned
that's
the truth watching
Mina!
That.
Mina! Mina, you just had a baby. Mina, come on. I expect more from you. New mom. Okay.
He can't tell what's going on.
Okay, Mina, what is your grade? And then Shannon, you go. And then I have some thoughts for you.
I'll give this a C.
Okay.
No, a B minus.
Shannon?
No. Yeah, I give it you know what? I'm gonna give you a strong D plus.
Wow. Okay,
because,
can I go?
Hey, no, wait. Hold on. First of all, you already know people are in a rush. They wait till the last minute to go shopping. Everybody is helter-skelter, and a lot of times the gifts that they want weren't available or they're not going to be available till after Christmas. So people
Maybe
are not
West
in a
Coast
better mood. Fifth, the Christmas the smell of Christmas, bro, with that snoggin you got, in June you can smell Christmas. So it's always Christmas for you.
Okay, let me go. Can I go?
Can I go?
Because I take Christmas very seriously. Yeah. Okay. Smell of Christmas, I'm kind of out on. So, like, I love having candles and I love smells, the whole thing. I actually prefer more like Thanksgiving, a kind of like pumpkin-y smell. So, I don't know about pine cones and alpine. That's not really my jam. I see where you're going, though. The lights in New York, absolutely. It's spectacular. It gets you in the mood, the Christmas spirit. Also, like the windows, Saks Fifth Avenue, how they decorate. Nothing's better than Christmas in New York City. Maybe that's why they're angry, because they're on the West Coast.
Yeah.
People are nicer. I get where Shannon's saying it, like people are angry shopping, spending all their money. But I do think people are a little kinder. It's the holiday spirit, holiday cheer. You know, like they're more jovial. I agree with
especially
that.
Especially the closer we get to the day.
I'm not a big Christmas movies person.
What?
I don't really watch movies. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't really
watch
TV except for sports, because we already have to watch so much
stuff. But you got to find a way to watch the Christmas movies.
I like a good rom-com if I'm like in a certain mood, or I kind of like a mafia type film, but that's where I am on that. And then Chris, it depends on the mood I'm in.
Yeah,
being honest.
We're talking about Christmas.
I'm just telling you what I like, okay? I mean, it might be a rom-com with Jennifer Aniston, I might go straight to Scarface. Like, that's where I vacillate.
Jingle bells.
And then Christmas music, I'm all about it. I love it. It puts me in a happy mood. I think it's good, but you're definitely missing some big ones.
Like
a really thoughtful Christmas gift.
Boom.
Or, I don't know, like a Christmas activity. Like skating.
Going to see the lights in Christmas.
Or
skiing.
Skating, I said.
Oh,
or
ice
like,
skating, yeah. That's
like,
a fair one.
I don't know. Building
a snowman.
I don't
go on ice skates. Do you look like I can barely walk upstairs.
Anyway, so I would give this like a solid.
Molly, look at number three. What would you give the grade?
B+.
Bang!
Yes! Way to go! Mad Dog.
So I got a B+, a B-.
Mad Dog, I hope you are watching. And Shannon, we'll be FaceTiming you in the commercial break. Answer your phone.
Yeah.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
The Jets activated Aaron Rodgers through their 53-man roster yesterday, despite acknowledging that he would not play this season as the team's already eliminated from the playoffs and he is not yet cleared to fully play. Shannon, what's your reaction to Rodgers being activated?
Man, he's taking up a roster spot. Somebody had to release somebody, man. I mean, you're not going to play, so what are you doing? What are we doing here, Dio? I mean, look, the only reason Rodgers did this, he wanted to try to dispel this myth about conventional medicine. And so I am so glad that we didn't really talk about him that much on this show. We talked about the Jets and what the expectations were, but I'm just over him.
Yeah, I agree, Shannon. I can understand the desire for him to kind of, again, accomplish this goal. This is my hope. This is a total assumption that the roster move, that they had to take somebody off the roster, there's some way that person gets either the money that they were going to get or the hopefully it adds to like an accrued season, because I don't know who they moved off the roster, but if that moves somebody off the roster, that salary or money isn't guaranteed, or this puts at risk them gaining a season in their career when it comes to benefits or whatnot, that's awful. So my assumption and hope is that even though it's a roster move, whoever is moved gets their money and the value of those games on the active roster to their name.
Because I don't understand, what does this do for the Jets?
Right.
Okay, him practicing. You're going to have an entire offseason. You're going to have OTAs. You're going to have mini camps. You're going to have a training camp. So I don't get what this does this year.
Mm. Right.
All right. I'll leave you with this. I want to give a huge shout out to our producer, Josh Kramer, who's going to be leaving us. We'll miss you, Josh. You got a promotion going to the ACC Network. Best of luck to you. Please stay in touch. Dan, I'm going to get you a bottle of Shannon stuff so you have that. I'm going to order that for you. And Shannon, we're so happy to have you on the show. Great addition.
Thank you.
You know, everyone's nicer during the Christmas season, so I just wanted to make sure you knew that. See you guys in the new New Year!
Merry Christmas.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy!
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds!
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.